O Lord, may the meditations in all of our hearts and the words from my lips be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Sitting on the Mount of Olives, God looks at his temple. The temple was originally constructed under the kingship of Solomon, and it was supposed to have been a holy place, a place where God's name dwelled for the sake of his people. The temple was supposed to have been a place where true believers could come, and God would hear their pleas for mercy, and he would grant them his grace. During the building of the temple, God's word came to Solomon. This is what God said. Concerning this house that you are building, if you walk in my statutes and obey my rules and keep all my commandments and walk in them, then I will establish my word with you, which I spoke to David your father, and I will dwell among the children of Israel and will not forsake my people Israel. This was God's promise. Walk in my statutes, O my people. Obey my rules, O my people. Believe in me and me alone, because I am your God and you are my people. Thus says the Lord God during the magnificent, glorious reign of Solomon. Now flash forward to the ministry of Jesus, and now God sits on the Mount of Olives, staring at his temple, a temple located smack in the heartland of a city who had rejected the Messiah. And ultimately, it is because of this rejection the temple's days are numbered. Its beautiful buildings, elegant stones, magnificent craftsmanship, exquisite architecture, all of it is going to come crumbling down when, by God's decree, the Roman army infiltrates Jerusalem and destroys this brick and mortar symbol of an unrepentant nation. Do you see these great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. Thus says our Lord Jesus. Out of concern, a small cluster of disciples, Peter, Andrew, James, and John, go to Jesus and they ask him that question that burns in the heart of every Christian. Tell us, when will all these things be? And what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished? Whenever you ask God a question, be careful, because the answer you get might be a little more than what you bargained for. The disciples just wanted a time frame and some warning signs, but instead, Jesus gives them a discourse that should cause every Christian to perk up and pay attention. Jesus does not answer their question directly, but instead he warns them. He warns them about the times to come. False teachers will arrive on the scene, and they will lead many astray. Creation will continue groaning under the weight of sin, from which you will have wars, famines, earthquakes. Moreover, you will be bound and delivered before governors and kings because you confess the name of God. And oh, by the way, you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures until the end shall be saved. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this gospel reading today is a text that no prosperity preacher wants to touch. This is a text that easily dismantles that false teaching, claiming the Christian life is supposed to be one replete with health, wealth, and happiness. Just believe it, and it will be yours. Not exactly, says our Lord Jesus, who instead says, prepare yourselves. Watch out. The Christian life is hard. The Christian life is difficult. If you ever thought that by being a Christian, life was going to be one big giant bed of roses, think again. Sure, earthly peace and prosperity may or may not come to you, but Christian, one thing you can anticipate is hatred from a sinful world because you bear the name of God. The name of God splashed upon you in the waters of holy baptism has made you a target for God's enemies. That's right, the devil still roams around, foaming at the mouth, seeking someone to devour. So, stay sharp. Stay vigilant. Pray and seek your God daily, asking Him to give you strength and perseverance to be faithful in an unfaithful world and hear the promise of Jesus, the one who endures to the end shall be saved. Now, our Lord Jesus says this on the very end of the gospel reading, the one who endures until the end shall be saved. And when we look at everything Jesus talks about in this passage, persecution, famines, earthquakes, false teaching, families disintegrating from within, Christians being put on trial before governors and rulers and even put to death, our Lord's conclusion sounds a tad understated. The one who endures until the end shall be saved. Just who can endure all of this? Just how is the Christian even supposed to endure all of this, even until death, when the world has set itself against God's church? A nation slides further and further into paganism. Rulers become more oppressive under the banner of good policy and social tolerance. Children rebel against their parents instead of honoring, loving, serving, and obeying them as God's representatives in their lives. Christians are still bound. Christians are still persecuted. Christians are still put to death. But endure all of this and you shall be saved. That's what Jesus says. Now, we do not know how that set with the disciples. We can only conjecture the frightful thoughts racing through their mind as their beloved teacher predicted in stark detail the tribulation that was sure to befall God's church. What have we gotten ourselves into? Just who can endure all of this? Well, it's not long after Jesus gives this teaching to his disciples where we get to see just how well the disciples endure. When Jesus is in the garden, he is arrested. When the shepherd is struck, the sheep scatter. The disciples, one moment confessing undying allegiance to their Lord and Savior, flee the moment their necks are on the line. So much for the strength of the flesh. So much for enduring until the very end, at least at that particular moment. Do not be afraid. Be aware. If you ever find yourself standing before a tyrannical enemy of God, your Lord will give you the words to say. He will do as he always does to his people, and that is, he will put the right confession into your mouth, the confession that Jesus Christ is Lord over the heavens and over the earth. Even in martyrdom, God is testifying to others, speaking the gospel into their ears in hopes that even they, his enemies, will by his grace believe in him as the one true God. For his sake, Christians stand before the rulers of the world, and for his sake they will bear witness to his majesty, glory, all revealed to us in the person and work of Jesus. The one who endures until the very end shall be saved. Now, it is interesting, Christian, to note that before Jesus goes into talking about earthquakes and famines and wars, before he even mentions martyrdom, the first thing Jesus brings up to his disciples is the false teacher. First words out of Jesus' mouth following the disciples' question are, "See that no one leads you astray. See that no one leads you astray. Fear not the princes and the rulers of this world. Do not concern yourself about the wars of men. Do not fear martyrdom, but see that no one leads you astray." The Christian in his or her life will face all sorts of trouble. And now is the time for the church to stand tall in her confession and faith by the strength that God and God alone provides. And we do that, friends, by seeing that no one leads us astray. Continue dwelling in the Word of God. Hold on to the faith and the teaching that He has given you. And let us all continue to hear the words of our Lord Jesus, who says to us, "Do not be afraid." God will not abandon his people. God will not abandon his church. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. People of God, do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. The one who endures until the end shall be saved. This is not a call for us to rest in the strength of our own patience or the strength of our own flesh. Only when it seems as if the trials in your life are not ending, when it seems as if every ounce of patience you once had is gone, remember the one who endured even death for you so that you shall be saved. There is one who endured even when he took lashings from a Roman whip. There is one who endured when he was beaten, struck, and spit on. There is a king who endured even when he had a crown of thorns pressed deeply into his head, only to be hoisted up on a cross in shame for the world to see. Nails in hands, nails in his feet, blood dripping down, gushing out of his side, after having a spear thrust into his flesh, the Lord our God, Jesus Christ, endured even death on a cross so that his people, the entire world, can be redeemed, atoned for by his work. By Jesus' endurance at Calvary's cross, friends, the suffering God's people undergo is but for a little while. Eternal life awaits those who by God's grace, mercy, and strength endure until the very end. And endurance, friends, endurance is not something that we conjure up from within ourselves, but endurance comes by faith in the one who endured even crucifixion and rose again so that we can have life. And Christ did this in order to call you his own. So now in this life, as we encounter those unexpected obstacles that come crashing down in our life, remember, Christian, the life that has already been won for you. The life of a baptized believer. You live in Christ. Therefore, that means you live as one who has forgiven, purchased by his blood, and you have eternal salvation to behold. Your Savior endured for you so that by faith in him, you can have assurance and you can have confidence knowing the heavenly prize is already yours by faith and it has been secured by Jesus. Redeemed from sin, you already live as one who is triumphant. By God's grace, you are part of a church, a communion of saints, established, bought, and purchased by the shed blood of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, freely as a gift for you. The one who endures until the very end shall be saved, and God has declared his church, bought and purchased by the blood of Christ, shall prevail unto eternity. His church will endure. God will make sure of it. In the name of Jesus, amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus from now until life everlasting. Amen.